35 lawmakers, including senators and representatives of both parties, sent a signed letter to the governor's office encouraging him to make good on the union contracts he violated. State Senator John O. Jones admits there's not much sympathy for state workers when everyone's suffering, but a contract is legally binding.
Maybe this contract shouldn't have been done to start with. That's a different story. This contract was done, and everybody that I have talked to in my district totally agrees with me once I explain to them that, hey, this is a written, binding contract.
Thousands of state workers were set to receive incremental raises this year, which would have cost the state about $75 million. The governor last summer abruptly canceled the raises, claiming lawmakers did not give him enough money to pay for them. At the Illinois Capitol, Alex Degman, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.